touchdowns. The team compiled 318 yards on the ground. So it should be a pretty good matchup tonight in Wamego as Marysville travels to the Red Raiders. So that's going to wrap things up for all of the games around the area tonight. Plenty of games on our MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up on 103.9 KNZA, Jackson Heights at Horton, 92.1 Royal Valley at Nemaha Central, Care 93.7 FM, Pleasant Ridge at ACCHS. On the Holton Channel tonight, Holton plays host to Chapman. And on the Sabetha Channel, the Blue Jays travel to Riverside to take on the Cyclones. So, Brandon, any final thoughts as we head into week two of the high school football season?
Again, my sense from talking to a lot of these coaches this week, biggest improvements is usually seen from week one to week two. So some of these teams that started out 0-1, can they make that leap, correct those mistakes, get on the win column here in week number two? And, of course, those teams that were victorious in week one, can they keep the momentum rolling and correct those mistakes as well? So we're now in the full swing of it. Of course, last week was really kind of the first taste, but week two, we are on absolute coast mode as week two. It's going by quick already, but still a lot of good football around the area, and looking forward to the broadcast tonight.
So pregame coming your way. Stay tuned. This is the Friday Night Fever. It's sponsored by GM Banks, and for Justin Fluke, Brandon Tapman, I am Johnny Kane. Have a good Friday night and a good weekend, everybody.
The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
It's week two of the 2021 high school football season. Last week, the season got underway. Some teams still undefeated and hoping for an undefeated season, while some teams are still searching for win number one. Tonight, we find ourselves in Horton, Kansas, as the Horton Chargers play host to the Jackson Heights Cobras. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Seth Collison, taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and looking at tonight's matchup, Jackson Heights 1-0, Horton is 0-1. Jackson Heights in this matchup, they head into the week feeling good after a dominant performance last week, a 45-6 victory over Oskaloosa. The Cobras ran for 285 yards. They had three backs go for over 80 yards. Wyatt Bacon had 101 and a touchdown. Alex Browning had 87 and two scores. Jason Bosley, he had 84 yards and a touchdown. But Jackson Heights did struggle passing the ball, and tonight they'll head into Horton looking to shore that up. They were just 2 of 11 last week, but Coach Wick, Caleb Wick of the Cobras, he called a lot of those just flat-out drops. So Jackson Heights, although a big win last week, they definitely have room to improve. Horton, meanwhile, they're still reeling after seeing their losing streak reach 30 games last week in a 45-7 loss to ACCHS. The Chargers gave up 4 touchdowns through the year, so that is something that maybe the Jackson Heights can try to exploit tonight. But when you look at it, Horton, they had their only touchdown by Trey Lockwood. They're just trying to get anything positive here starting tonight and throughout this season. Horton, though, you look at the numbers they do bring back, over 30 guys on their roster this year, which is a big jump in numbers that they've had the last couple of seasons. So those are certain things that you could look as far as Horton that can be excited about here as we head along in this 2021 campaign. But right now, we're going to step aside. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick, followed by head coach David Losey of Horton. That's when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our Week 2 featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA. I am Johnny Kane. Joining me now is Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And, well, Coach, last week you have a very, very solid victory over Oskaloosa, and you win that game in dominating fashion. Obviously, I know there were still several mistakes that you saw within your program, but overall, you know, Coach, when you look back at that game, what were your thoughts on that Week 1 victory?
You know, I thought it was good in the aspect that our kids had to play into the fourth quarter. So just get acclimated to a full game. And, you know, later on in the game, I thought we executed a lot better. And just by looking at the stats, you know, we had three backs go over 80 yards, one back over 100. So that's always good progress. But the one thing I think we do really need to work on is catching the football. I know we were 2 of 11 throwing with five drops, dead drops. So that's something we definitely have to shore up before this week. And, you know, another thing that's a glaring weakness for us is just looking at the total plays. And Oskaloosa runs 61 plays to our 43 plays. So our defense definitely needs to get off the field, especially on third downs. And, you know, our special teams did all right. You know, we scored on the special teams. We had a couple mistakes there early that hurt us with a dropped punt that they picked up, and also a punt that went almost out of the back of the end zone and gives them the ball at the 3-yard line. But our defense held strong and didn't give up a touchdown there. But, yeah, like you said, first game jitters. You know, I think you always make your best progress between game one and game two, so I'm looking forward to this Friday for sure.
I guess one good thing is you did have a good rushing outing. You had three guys go over 80 yards rushing. Alex Browning, he had two touchdowns, 87 yards. Wyatt Bacon, he had 101 and a touchdown. Jason Bosley, 84 and a touchdown. What did you see from those three guys? You knew those were the veteran returners. You had to like what you saw.
Yeah, you know, we did. You know, we know going into the season that those were going to be our three featured backs, and we're going to try to get them as many carries as we could. And, you know, looking at it, we did pretty good. Wyatt had 11 carries, Jason had 11 carries, and Alex had 8 carries. So hopefully we can get Alex some more carries there this week. But overall, I think they ran the ball very, very well, followed their blocks very, very well. But I think another thing that we really need to work on this week is lead blocking. I didn't think they led block as good as we could. So hopefully that's something that we'll definitely emphasize this week.
Again, still talking with Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, as we roll along on our pregame show. And, well, Coach, now you look ahead to tonight. You've got Horton on the road. Horton, a team that struggled last week against ACCHS. They've struggled as of late. What do you look at here in this matchup? Is it one of those games more along the lines of, well, you're going to worry more about yourself than you are what your opponent is going to do here tonight?
I mean, I think every week, especially the first 3 or 4 weeks of the year, you really got to worry about yourself and really got to worry about getting better as a team. And just looking at Horton, you know, before I got here to Jackson Heights, we were in the same boat. I think we had lost either 19 or 22 straight games before I got here. So I know exactly what they're going through. I know it's hard to get people out. It's hard to get people to buy in. But, you know, by looking at their film, against Effingham, they never quit on the coach, and they played hard to the whistle. And, you know, they run some good stuff. It's just, you know, being consistent and consistently doing the right thing every single play. And I know that takes time, but overall, I was impressed with their effort, and I know we're going to have to come ready to play on Friday night. And like you said, just hopefully we can, you know, keep getting better as ourselves and keep getting better on the offensive line and in the secondary as well, because I thought our secondary against Oskaloosa had some breakdowns as well, and Horton will probably try to exploit that.
And one guy on offense they do have, Trey Lockwood, he's a pretty good little player at quarterback. What are some things he can do that cause problems?
You know, he's big. He's like an offensive lineman playing quarterback, and he can throw the ball, and they run a lot of stuff with him if it's not option or zone read or just a straight quarterback key, quarterback counters or powers up the middle. He's definitely a focal point for us on the defensive side of the football, and we're definitely going to have to tackle low, because if we don't tackle low, he's definitely going to take our defenders for a ride.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, as we roll along on our pregame show. Let's take another short break. We'll come back, then we'll hear from the head coach of the Horton Chargers, David Losey. That's when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Welcome back inside the pregame show as we get set for Jackson Heights and Horton. It's our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. I am Johnny Kane. Joining me now is David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers. Coach, last week, obviously not what you wanted. You head into that game against ACCHS feeling good, but ultimately fall short 45-7. So when you look back at just that week one loss, what were your thoughts on the week one?
Well, you know, first of all, ACCHS got a nice football team this year. You know, they utilize their skilled kids real well, get them in space, got a little bit of speed. So they did a great job. First half, we struggled a little bit moving the ball and put ourselves in some tough situations too, had some mental mistakes, I think, and that's, you know, expected when you get some young guys out there and first game, maybe a little bit of jitters, but I felt the second half, we made some adjustments at halftime. You know, we got great coaches on the staff, point some things out, and we were able to move the ball and driving later too to maybe get another score, unfortunately had a fumble, but we made some good adjustments and were able to move some things and get some counters to what we were trying to do in the first half, which we struggled with.
I know one thing you mentioned you guys did do well, and that is limiting the big plays on the ground. I know over the top you guys got burned a little bit, but ultimately, you know, rushing the football, ACCHS didn't do a ton against your guys. You had to be excited about what you saw in that pass set.
Yeah, the most damage was, and I can't remember the kid's name. I think I said last week, I remember numbers better. Number 5 was their quarterback last year, and they've moved him out to receiver. They did a great job of getting him in space. And a little short passes, even he's quick enough to where he can break a little bit. But I felt like the run game was okay defense-wise. We still need to work on things. We need to work on tackling. We need to get a little tougher up front.
And ultimately now, Coach, you also look at that too. You had a couple of guys step up, one of those being your veteran, Trey Lockwood. He had a touchdown pass, led the team in rushing. What did you see from him, even from a leadership standpoint?
You know, he never gets down, and he's just a workhorse. He works all the time. His work ethic's great. There's never a dull, bad moment for him. He always sees the silver lining in any type of clouds. So he's somebody that you can turn to, and the younger kids I hope look up to and emulate as they get older. So, but yeah, he's a good football player, plays anywhere you ask him to play, and just does anything you want him to do.
And Coach, now shifting the focus to tonight's opponent in Jackson Heights. They're obviously a team coming off a very good victory last week over Oskaloosa, but they're a little bit different Jackson Heights team than usual. They have gone to more of that spread-style attack. So what do you look at with Jackson Heights here tonight?
Yeah, you're right. They got a little more dynamic. They have a quarterback who throws a very nice football, and they've got some athletes out on the edge. You know, we're just going to prep for them like any other spread team you prep for, I saw them, they're still running their stuff, though. They're still going to throw a lot of people at the hole and lead up through the 4 and 5 holes, as we call it. So, you know, they're just going to give people a little bit of a different look, what we saw on film, but they're still Jackson Heights.
And you look about what Jackson Heights does, too. They're so technical about what they do as well. Does that make things kind of tough as well for some of those young guys you're going to have to throw out there for them to be able to see that and diagnose it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's but we got started on it last night after the JV game Monday. They are. They got a system. I don't know how long Coach Wick's been there. He's been there a while, from what I understand. I know where he came from, and, you know, he was raised on that. So, yeah, they are. They're very sound fundamentally, and you have to really, really come up and be ready to tackle, be ready to take on blocks, and then offensively, you know, they really get after it up front with their front 7. So, got to be ready for all that.
I know last week obviously didn't go how you wanted, but when you look ahead here to this week, what's the biggest thing you feel like you need to see from your guys?
We just want to see fight. You know, we want to see that fight. We want to see guys playing with a little more confidence, you know. And I think some of that had to do with age, you know. Friday night, it's a little bit of deer in the headlights, maybe play on your heels. Monday night, you're going against kids similar in age, and they played with a little more confidence, some of those kids that played both. So that's the biggest thing with the younger guys. Hopefully from week one to week two, they talk about improvement, but they've been through it now. They've been through a varsity football game, and they've seen the speed, and they've seen the strength, and now they're ready to go. Because I did like some of the attitudes of the kids. They bowed up a little bit at times. They didn't back down, and, you know, they're not afraid to go out there on Friday nights.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
You bet. Thank you, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that was David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers, as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Take another break. We'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff between Jackson Heights and Horton here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Getting set for kickoff between Horton and Jackson Heights. Both teams have their captains out at midfield right now, about to do the coin toss. In Jackson Heights, 1-0 on the year after a victory last week over Oskaloosa. Horton falling to ACCHS just a week ago. Other games going on around the area tonight on FM 92.1 KMZA. Royal Valley is at Nemaha Central, here 93.7 FM, Pleasant Ridge at ACCHF. On Holton Channel tonight, Chapman is at Holton. That's at MSESports.net. And on the Sabetha Channel, the Blue Jays are at Riverside. After the game tonight, we'll have our Community National Bank High School School Board Show with scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up here on week two of the season and a quick preview of week three. And make sure you check out MSESports.net tonight and tomorrow as well. We'll have live scores and recaps of all of our games on radio tonight. Broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications and KNZA, www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. And it appears that Jackson Heights will be receiving the opening kick here tonight. So with that, we are just about set to go. Horton in their home blue uniforms, blue tops, gray bottoms, gray helmets, white numerals trimmed in black. Jackson Heights in their road whites, gold bottoms, gold helmets, green numerals trimmed in gold. And so we are ready to go. It is week two of the high school football season. As Jackson Heights looks to move to 2-0, Horton looks to pick up their first victory of the season and first victory here in quite some time. Kind of contrasting style that Jackson Heights usually does. Their offense is going to look a little bit different. They've got more of a spread-style attack. They went through it a little bit last year, but even more so this year with the guys that they do have as far as personnel goes. That big offensive line they're used to seeing with Jackson Heights, they really don't have much anymore. So that is what Jackson Heights is going to feature tonight, more of a spread-style of attack. So with that, it'll be Wyatt Bacon and Alex Browning back deep to receive. All for Horton. Will be Alec Whiteshield, a sophomore who will kick the football away. The Cobras will go from left to right here in this first quarter. Horton from right to left. Whiteshield has the football teed up. 12 minutes are on the clock. The referee gives the whistle. Whiteshield approaches the football, and we are underway. Low spinning kick that's going to be fielded by Silas Holiday at the 30-yard line. Has a break to the 40. Gets across the 40-yard line of the 44, all the way up to the 45-yard line. So Jacksonites will have great field position to start this opening drive of the game. So that'll bring out Jason Bosley, the 6'2", 185-pound senior quarterback for Jackson Heights. Just 2 of 11 last week for 31 yards and a touchdown, but of those incompletions that he did have, 9 incompletions, 5 of those were what Coach Caleb Wick just called flat-out drops. So you don't really look into that number of 2 of 11 for Jason Bosley. He will be in the shotgun. He'll have a running back to his left and a running back to his right. Bacon is there back to his right. He's going to send an in motion from left to right. This will be a give up the middle to Alex Browning. He'll hit the line, push his way forward across midfield. It'll be a pickup of 5 on first down. Alex Browning, the 5'8 junior for the Cobras, had 87 yards, 2 touchdowns last week, had his biggest run of 38 yards. We'll pick up a 5, 2nd and 5 coming up for the Cobras. 2 receivers split each way on 2nd down and 5. Ball spotted right at midfield on the right hash. Man in motion, that's Browning from right to left. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep. He has the edge, the 45-yard line, the 40. Cuts it back inside of the 35. Spins away from him, and he fumbles the football, but Jackson Heights is able to jump on it at the 30-yard line. There is a flag down back at midfield. It'll be a run of about 27 if it stands. There was a man for Jackson Heights trying to get a block on the outside. They're going to get him with a hold. So it'll be a hold against Jackson Heights. So instead of a 17-yard pickup, it'll instead be a 10-yard penalty. And it'll bring up 2nd down and 13. So all the way back at the 42-yard line, 11:08 to go in the opening quarter, the opening drive of the game. So 2nd down and 13, back to throw is Bosley. He'll throw over the middle. He has Grant Ammon makes the catch at the 45, breaks free, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Cobras. A 58-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon, and the Cobras are on the board first, just over a minute into the ball game. A beautiful strike by Jason Bosley. And Ammon did the rest, running away from defenders for a 58-yard score. Out here is the point after attempt for the Cobras. This will be Hayden Doyle, a 5'8 junior, who will attempt the point after. Bosley runs on late to help that line. So the PAT from Doyle. Silas Holiday is the holder. Good snap, and actually bobbled the snap. Now Holiday just trying to throw it away, and he cannot. He'll be tackled by Trent Lockwood, a freshman for Horton. So the point after is no good. But with that, we have a timeout on the field. 10:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-0 Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Three plays and 55 yards is all it takes for Jackson Heights to score first. It only takes 58 seconds, and it's a touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon. For Grant, that is his first touchdown reception of the season, the second touchdown pass for Bosley. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So now Horton will get their first opportunity. As Hayden Doyle has the football teed up. 2-0 Jackson Heights. We're just over a minute into the ball game. Doyle approaches the football, gives it a boot. High end over end kick will be fielded at the 32-yard line. Coming along the near side of the 30, a big hole, 40-yard line, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30. A Jackson moment all the way down to the 25-yard line of Jackson Heights. And moment all of a sudden has Horton in business after the opening touchdown by Jackson Heights. So Horton needed a big play. They get it for moment. Now can they convert? Trey Lockwood, the senior quarterback, will come out to lead the offense. Lockwood will be in the shotgun. He'll have a running back to his left and Jack Allen, who's a junior. Two receivers split to the left, one to the right, and an H-back into the left. Ball on the left hash at the 26, first down and 10. Man in motion, that's Moman from left to right. This is Lockwood on a keeper to the left side. He's going to be hit immediately and taken down by Hayden Doyle. No gain on the play. Doyle makes the tackle, and that'll set up second down and 10. So Doyle doing it all here early on for Jackson Heights, but what a big spark and a big return by Jackson Moman. Exactly what Horton's been looking for is just a spark, try to get something going. Second down and 10 for the Chargers. Ball will be at the Jackson Heights 26-yard line. 10:50 to go, opening quarter, 6-0, the Cobras lead. Ball will be spotted on the left hash. Lockwood back in the shotgun. Allen is running back is to his left. Long count. This is going to be a direct snap to Allen along the right side. He's hit immediately and driven back. I don't think he got any positive yardage either. He did not. No gain on the play once again. That'll bring up third down and 10. So after the good return, Chargers' first two plays have gone for not much. They now face the third down and long. I kind of think this is a big play right here for Horton. Really, you could probably imagine four down territory here no matter what. You got to think here for Horton, two plays to try to get 10 yards and move the sticks. Ball spotted between the hashes now at the 26. Third down and 10. Maybe a long nine, we'll call it. Lockwood back to pass. He's rolling left under pressure. Throws late and it's going to be caught. Short of the first down as it was caught. Evan Whiteshield, a sophomore, made the grab for the Chargers. But it's going to be a holding penalty against Horton. And so negate that pickup by Whiteshield. It still would have been short of a first down, but at least would have made the fourth down call a lot easier. Now it's going to be third down in a long ways. So I'll move the football all the way back to the 37-yard line, call it 38-yard line. And I'll bring up third and 20. So third down 20 for the Chargers. Under 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter with Jackson Heights leading 6-0. Jackson Heights showing pressure. It's going to be a keeper for Lockwood up the middle. He's hit immediately. He'll try to power his way forward across the 35-yard line. He'll get down to the 34. It'll be a gain of 4, but it'll bring up fourth down and long. This is kind of an interesting spot here if you're a Horton. It's going to be fourth and about 15. Maybe fourth and 16, we'll call it. And actually, they'll spot it closer to the 35. It's more like fourth and 17. Right now, the offense is out there. Two receivers split to the right. Actually, now three receivers out there to the right side, one to the left. Allen is the tailback to the right of Lockwood. Lockwood awaits the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Throws the ball deep over the middle. And it's going to be knocked away and picked off. Alex Browning picks it off of the 15 on the return of the 30. Tries to cut it back inside. Still on his feet. And it'll be taken down up near the 35-yard line. So that'll be an interception by Alex Browning, and Jackson Heights will have it, but there's a Horton player down back inside of the 15-yard line of the 14 and so we'll have a stoppage of play. Let's take a timeout. 7:46 to go in the opening quarter. It is 6-0 Jackson Heights. The Cobras love the football when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansas Land Radio.
Out of the timeout, a Horton player still down back at the 14-yard line. He was the player that was the intended target for Trey Lockwood on that fourth down pass attempt that was picked off by Alex Browning of Jackson Heights. He has still not come to his feet, so why don't we just go ahead and take a brief timeout once again. Again, 7:46 to go in the opening quarter. It is 6-0 Jackson Heights. The Cobras love the football, first and 10 at the 34 when play resumes. So let's go ahead and take another timeout. This will be an extended break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
It's back to school and back to routines. Your days are filled with errands and activities. Hi, this is Amy of Union State Bank of Everest. Even as you get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you happen to be. From paying online bills to making transfers, you can do it all. And with text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, opens 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Kansas Land Radio.
Welcome back. Still an injury timeout. 7:46 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Heights leads Horton 6-0. The player is still down on the ground is Drew Weddington there, just now finally getting him to his feet. That was an over 5-minute delay where Weddington did not get off the turf.
They do have him to his feet. They're going to try to see if they can walk him off the field if possible. But a very, very, very scary situation whenever a player is down on the ground that long. A couple of quick score updates if we can get them. Looks like Holton leads Chapman 3-0 late in the first quarter there. See if we can pull up the Sabetha Channel score as well. And I do have Weddington to his feet, and he is very, very slowly walking off the field right now. He's a starting wide receiver for the Horton Chargers. Weddington just about off the field here. As we resume play, it'll be first and 10 for Jackson Heights from their own 33-yard line after the interception by Alex Browning. The Cobras needed just two plays to find the end zone on their opening drive. And now they'll have their second drive here. It'll start with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. So we're back to action. Jackson Heights will have it. Ball will be spotted along the right hash. It'll be Jason Bosley. It will be in a pistol set. He's got three running backs in the backfield. It's almost an inverted wishbone look for the Cobras. Bosley takes the snap, gives it straight up the middle to Alex Browning. He breaks free, 40-yard line, 45, picks up a first down and falls forward to the 41. They'll mark it back at the 40, but it's a gain of 11. It'll move the 6 to be a first down for the Cobras. So Browning with a couple of big plays already here for Jackson Heights in this opening quarter. First and 10 now coming up for Jackson Heights from their own 45-yard line. The ball will be spotted near the right hash. And now two receivers split left and one to the right. Browning to the left of Bosley, Wyatt Bacon to the right. Bosley underneath, give to Bacon, up the middle across the 50-yard line, 45-40, nearly breaks free, but he picks up another first down into Horton territory to the 39-yard line. That's a 16-yard pickup for Bacon. And that will move the sticks once again, so Jackson Heights moving quickly. 7:16 remaining in quarter number one, 6-0 lead for the Cobras, and Jackson Heights driving quickly. Ball spotted right between the hashes at the 39-yard line of Horton. Bosley now in the shotgun. Three receivers bunched up to the right. Bacon the lone tailback to the right of Bosley. Grant Ammon by himself to the left. Single coverage out on that left side. Bosley back to throw. Looking left. He's going to throw left. Has Ammon wide open again, but he overthrew him. Ammon had five steps on the corner out there. But the pass by Bosley was just too far in front. And it falls incomplete to bring up second down and 10. That was going to be another touchdown for Ammon, who had the first touchdown of the game for Jackson Heights. But instead, falls incomplete. I guess that Coach Caleb Book is going to tell Jason Bosley there, just put some air underneath it. He kind of threw a line drive. He put some air underneath it and let Ammon run to it. He'd have a touchdown. Second down and 10. Running backs on each side of Bosley. I'll give it to Bacon up the middle. He's got the first down. 35-yard line, 30. 25-yard line, and finally spun down from behind after another big pickup. This is going to be a gain of 17 yards all the way down to the 24. I'll make that actually just a straight 15-yard pickup for Bacon. And that'll bring up another first down for Jackson Heights at the Horton 24-yard line. 6:35, clock continuing to roll in the opening quarter. The Cobras up 6-0. First and 10 inside the 25-yard line, the 24. Ball between the hashes. Bosley takes the snap. This is Browning this time along the right side. Tries to bust it outside, but he's hit and he'll fall forward for just a couple as Trent Lockwood came up to make the stop. So a gain of two for Alex Browning, and that'll bring up a second down and 8. Dagan Binkley going to check into the game for the first time for Jackson Heights. Binkley, a 5'8 junior, might play some quarterback tonight as well. Jason Bosey was not expected to play this week as of Wednesday. He had a collarbone injury last week that might have thought he might have broke his collarbone, but instead he's good to go. There's a pass to Ammon that's right through his hands. That would have been a touchdown. Ammon was wide open on a post pattern to the inside of the 10-yard line, and the ball goes right through his hands. Those are just those drops that Coach Caleb Wick was talking about happened last week. And that's going to bring up now a third down and 8 for the Cobras. That was a perfect ball from Bosley there, but instead it falls incomplete. So third down and 8 now coming from the 23-yard line. All spotted along the right hash. Two running backs in the backfield with Bosley. Two receivers split left, Damon by himself to the right. There's a man in motion. That's Williams. This will be an underneath give to Bacon. Bounce it outside. Now cuts it back inside. Now cuts it back outside of the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Cobras. A 23-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon. His third big carry of this drive. He has 54 yards rushing on this drive alone. And he picks up his first touchdown of the night, his second touchdown of the season. Now the point after attempt coming up for Jackson Heights with 5:34 to go in the opening quarter. Bacon, not the biggest guy by any means, only 5'8", 155 pounds. But he is shifty and he is quick. And now Jackson Heights going to go for two. Bacon will be the tailback to the right of Bosley. Bosley takes the snap, back to throw, looking left, now rolling left. Still rolling, he'll throw a ball late and is going to be knocked away in the end zone. And that'll fall incomplete. And so the point after is no good. But that we have a timeout with 5:34 to go in the opening quarter. It's Jackson Heights 12, Horton nothing. We'll take a break and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
All six plays, 2 minutes and 12 seconds, all it takes for Jackson Heights to find the end zone for the second time tonight. A 23-yard run by Wyatt Bacon makes it 12-0 Jackson Heights. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So Bacon had 54 yards on that drive alone. Drive that started at the Cobras' 33-yard line, and he ends it with a 23-yard scamper along the left side. So Jackson Momick back deep to receive. Momick had the big return last time. And also back is Ethan Miller, a senior for the Chargers. Score update, ACCHS leads 6-0 over Pleasant Ridge. That's with 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. That score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. So Doyle approached the football. This is a high, wobbly end over end kick. It's going to bounce to the 35-yard line. Will be picked up by Jackson Heights. It was just a high, wobbly kick that bounced at the 35-yard line, and nobody from Horton came up to grab it. And it went right into the lap. I think that was Grant Ammon on that far side that picked it up. Actually, it was Alex Browning that had the recovery for Jackson Heights. And we're going to have a block in the back against Horton. So before Browning picked that ball up, there was a block in the back. But it's going to be Jackson Heights football at the Horton. Right now it's at the 34-yard line. But they're going to tack on the penalty yardage. And And that'll be a 10-yard penalty, moving the football all the way up to the 24. The second penalty on Horton here in this first half. So what a big turn of events. Jackson Heights already leading 12-0, is not going to get the football with 5:32 to go in the opening quarter at the 24-yard line. And now we're going to have a quick stoppage as a couple of Horton coaches coming over to have a quick word with Matt Galley, the side official. I think they're asking how was it a block in the back when we never even returned the football, but I think the issue was one of the Jackson Heights players was running to pick up the football and got shoved in the back. So a lengthy conversation now with Coach David Losey, and I think that's Nick Dowell over there as well for Horton, talking to Matt Galley, and now the head official tonight as well. But right now, as it sits, 5:32 they go in the opening quarter. It is 12-0 Jackson Heights, but the Cobras just recovered a kickoff, and they tacked on a 10-yard penalty to it, so it'll be first and 10 if this all holds out at the 24-yard line of Horton. Quick score update, Chapman leads Holton 8-3, 9:45 to go in the second quarter of that game. And now all four of the referees are going to get together and have a quick chat and try to figure out what the heck's going on. So again, it was a kickoff recovered by Jackson Heights. Then there was a penalty thrown for a block in the back called against Horton. And I believe Horton is trying to say, how is that the case? So the referees get together. Now the white hat's going to go over and have a chat with the Jackson Heights head coach, Caleb Wick. And they are going to just place it back to the 34-yard line. So I think what they're going to do is wipe that penalty off then. So after all that, it'll be first and 10 for Jackson Heights from the 34-yard line of Horton. And this starts with 5:32 to go in the opening quarter. The Cobras are going to have two receivers split each way. Bacon's the tailback to the right of Jason Bosley. Football's position in the left hash at the 34. Bosley awaits the snap, takes a chest high. He's back to throw. He's looking to the right side. He'll throw it on the flat to Bacon. He loses the first man to the 35, the 30, the 25, still on the feet, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Cobras. A huge block from Jude Williams on the outside, and it is a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Wyatt Bacon, his second consecutive touchdown, the second passing touchdown of the night for Bosley. And the Cobras lead 18-0. All it took was one play for the Cobras to find the end zone. Horton had three guys right there, a chance to make the tackle on Bacon in that right flat, but he was able to elude all three defenders. Then his speed just took him past the secondary into the end zone. Two receivers split each way as the Cobras go for two. Bacon the tailback to the right of Bosley. Gives it off to Bacon underneath. He'll bounce off of a couple of players into the end zone. The two-point try is good. Timeout again on the field with 5:22 to go in the opening quarter. It's the Cobras 20, the Chargers nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, 10 seconds, one play, all it takes for Jackson Heights to find the end zone for the third time. A 34-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Wyatt Bacon makes it 20-0 as Jacksonites leads with 5:22 to go in the opening quarter. For the onside kick that wasn't necessarily an onside kick, the Cobras take advantage. Now for Horton right now, just looking for anything positive, as about anything that could go wrong tonight has gone wrong so far. So it's going to start all on the kickoff return here, and I think Coach Dow is coming out to tell the special teams right now, do not just run away from the football. If you're close to it, pick it up. It doesn't have to just necessarily be the back two guys that return the football. So a moment again, back deep to receive. Along with Ethan Miller. So Doyle has the football teed up again for Jacksonites as the Cobras operate from left to right. And their road white tops, Horton in their home blue tops. Doyle, this is a much better kick, end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded by Moman at his own 25. And he'll just dive down on the football at the 27-yard line. Horton will start this drive with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. It'll be at the 28-yard line. Chargers looking for something positive right now. They'll bring Trey Lockwood back out there at quarterback. Jacksonites in a 4-3-4 look defensively. Speed at the defensive end spots. And Grant Ammon and Devin Mock. As Horton comes out with three receivers to the left, one to the right, and a running back to the right of Lockwood. Allen out to the left of Lockwood. A man in motion from right to left. He's going to be a keeper for Lockwood along the left side. He's hit immediately and driven back. He gets maybe to the 30-yard line. They'll give him actually to the 31. So a gain of 3 yards on first down for Trey Lockwood. And that's going to bring up a second down and 7. Chargers had just 4 yards on their first drive of the game. Ended with an interception on fourth down. They had a big return on a kickoff after the opening touchdown by Bosley to Ammon. And now second down and 7. Ball will be spotted just across the 30-yard line to the 31. Allen back to the left of Lockwood. Three receivers to the right side. To be a direct snap to Allen up the middle. He'll try to bounce it out, but he's going nowhere. Might have even lost a yard. I don't think he got back to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to say he somehow did. And are they going to mark it back at the 30-yard line? I think they are going to mark it as a loss of about a half yard. Well, I'll just say he got back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play, and it'll bring up third down 7. ACCHF leads Pleasant Ridge 6-0 after the end of the first quarter. A score involving another Northeast Kansas League team. This is the Northeast Kansas League matchup right here between Jacksonites and Horton. That ACCHF Pleasant Ridge game, a lot of people expect it to be one of the best games in that league tonight. So far, it's held serve. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter, 20-0 Jackson Heights. Third down and 7, ball spotted right at the 30-yard line, just across. Lockwood in the shotgun, running back to his left. Ball count. Be a snap to Lockwood. He's under pressure, looking to throw, rolling left. He's going to throw left, and it is going to be knocked away. And a good play by Silas Holiday, a 5'9 senior for Jackson Heights on the coverage. As he was looking out in the left flat for Keegan Munson, his sophomore. Falls incomplete, brings up fourth down and pretty much 8 yards now. It looks like now the Chargers are going to drop back in punt formation. Evan Whiteshield, the sophomore, will look to punt the football away. Jackson Heights not going to send anybody back to receive. Whiteshield awaits the snap. It's a low snap, but he picks it up. Gets the boot away. High, wobbly kick towards the Jackson Heights sideline. This is off the side of his foot. It's not going to be a great punt. This stays on the side of the Chargers. It goes out of play at the 43-yard line. So the Jacksonites Cobras, again, are going to have good field position in the Horton 43. They've had great field position all night long, and it's not taken them long to find the end zone. So Horton does take 2 minutes off the clock there. The Cobras are going to get it first and 10 from the 43 of Horton with 3:13 to go in the quarter. Second consecutive drive, the Cobras have started on the Horton side of the field. First and 10 for the Cobras from the 43 near the left hash. Mosley with Bacon to his right, two receivers each way. Mosley back to throw, pumps once, throws the ball deep over the middle, has a man wide open at Talladay. He makes the grab, that's a touchdown. 43 yards from Jason Mosley to Silas Holiday, and the Cobras are rolling here in the first half. For Silas Holiday, that's his first reception of the season, and it goes for six. I mean, the Chargers are playing single coverage with no safety over the top, and the Cobras are just taking advantage. Post patterns and fly routes have been the go-to for the Cobras in this first half, and that's now the third touchdown pass for Jason Mosley. So now Bacon has scored twice, Salmon scored once, and Silas Holiday gets in on the action. Now the Cobras go for two. There'll be a give up the middle and into the end zone for the two-point try is Jackson Heights' Titus Eisenbart, the 5'8", 150-pound freshman, tacks on the two-point conversion for Jackson Heights. Timeout on the field, 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. It's 28-0 Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KNZA.
One play, 43-yard touchdown pass from Jason Mosley to Silas Holiday takes all of 8 seconds for Jackson Heights to lead 28-0. Here in week two of the high school football season, brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. A couple quick score updates. Emal Central up on Royal Valley, 21-0 at the end of the first quarter in that contest. Chapman still leads Holton 8-3 with about 3 minutes to go in the first half there. Of course, two running teams, so that's why the clock is rolling right along. Another end-over-end kick by the Cobras as Aiden Doyle boots it out of bounds this time. And so the Chargers are going to have decent field position here. 7-0 lead for Mooramouth Academy over Oskaloosa here in the second quarter there. Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton tied at 7, so 1:35 to go in the first half. So game is moving right along. Here it'll be first and 10 for the Chargers from their own 35-yard line. 3:02 to go in the opening quarter. Well, let's see what the Horton Chargers have, trailing 28-0 in this first half with 3:02 to go in the first quarter. So first and 10 for the Chargers. Ball will be spotted right between the hashes at the 35. Lockwood awaits the snap. Jackson Heights showing pressure. The snap is bobbled and hit immediately and driven back is Allen. And that was Jack Allen, who was awaiting the snap and hit him right in the gut, but he couldn't handle it. And that was Julian Budo, the 5'8", 180-pound junior that makes the tackle for Jackson Heights. He was there in absolute hurry. He's one of the stud returners for Jackson Heights this year. I'll call that a loss of 3. And brings up 2nd and 13. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cobras have 3 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and a 28-0 lead. As Horton faces now a 2nd down and 13, the ball back at the 32-yard line. 3 receivers split to the left, 1 to the right. Lockwood looking to throw, pumps left. Now he's going to take off to the right side. He's going to be hit, still hit, and finally driven back for a big loss. All the way back inside of the 30-yard line. They'll call it to the 29. That'll be a loss of 3 and bring up a 3rd and 16. Devin Mott came up to make the stop for Jackson Heights. And it's his 2nd sack of the season. Now 3rd down and 16 coming up for the Chargers with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Third down and 16. All the 29-yard line. Bottom near the right hash. Lockwood awaits the snap. 3 receivers split right. Split left. The Cobras show pressure. Lockwood back to throw. He's going to step up under pressure. Take off and run. He gets to the original line of scrimmage and falls forward. A positive gain to the 37-yard line. It's a gain of 8 for Trey Lockwood, but nothing else after that. So it'll be 4th down and about 8 yards coming up. That's by far and away the best offensive play that the Chargers have had tonight. Right now, they'll face a 4th down and 8 and a punt coming up. It'll be White Shield who will drop back to boot the football away. Again, the Cobras will not put anybody back deep to receive. We'll see if the Chargers even elect to punt this football. There's under 30 seconds to go in the first half. They will. White Shield ready for the snap. It's a good one. Here's the boot. Nearly blocked. It's a pretty good kick by White Shield. About the 40-yard line. Take a Charger roll inside of the 30. All the way down near the 25 or the 26-yard line. It'll be knocked dead there by Luke McAfee, the freshman for the Chargers. And that is where the Cobras will start this drive with just 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So the Cobras so far, they've had 4 drives. All 4 drives have scored. 58-yard pass from Bosley to Ammon, a 23-yard run by Bacon, a 34-yard pass from Bosley to Bacon, and a 43-yard pass from Bosley to Silas Holiday. Bacon will be the tailback to the right of Bosley. And Jackson Heights doesn't like what they see. They're going to take a timeout. 10.3 to go in the first quarter. We'll take this break with the Cobras. It's 28-0. Jackson Heights leading here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas Commercial Lending Team. David Crawford, Market President, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Half of the Jackson Heights timeout, 10.3 to go in the opening quarter. It's 28-0. Jackson Heights leading Horton. The Chargers, the 1st down and 10 as they start this drive at their own 26-yard line. Cobras have ran just 10 offensive plays tonight, and they've scored 28 points. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Mosley in shotgun with Bacon to his right. Mosley awaits the snap. Looking to throw. Pumps left. Now pumps right. Looking. He's going to just chuck a ball deep. He has Amon wide open. He'll make the catch to the 35. Gets by a man at the 30, to the 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Amon is in. Touchdown, Cobras. That is a 74-yard touchdown pass from Jinxon Bosley to Grant Amon, their second hookup of the night. And it is all Cobras here in the first half. Bosley over 200 yards passing with four touchdown throws here in the opening quarter. And so now the Cobras go for two. Running backs on each hip of Bosley. Takes the snap, gives to Bacon along the left side. He punches in, and the two-point try is good. Timeout on the field with no time left here in the first quarter. That's the final play. One quarter in the books. It's Jackson Heights 36, Horton nothing. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the second quarter on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction can provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, 36-0. Jackson Heights leads Horton. The Cobras have run 11 plays, scored on five of them. And it's Jason Bosley who has four passing touchdowns here in the first half. And really in the first quarter. The last three drives for Jackson Heights have been just one play. A 34-yard pass from Bosley to Bacon, a 43-yard pass from Bosley to Holiday, and a 74-yard pass from Bosley to Grant Amon. Another score update, ACCHF leads Pleasant Ridge 12-0. Hiawatha leads Perry LeCompton 14-7 at halftime. That is a big shocker right there. Perry LeCompton dismantled Jeff West last week while Hiawatha lost to Troy. But Hiawatha leads 14-7 over Perry LeCompton at halftime. Scores brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. And our white hat stops for a quick second. I'm not sure why. I don't know what they're looking at. It should be the start of the second quarter as a... I think they're saying somebody across the street has lights on, and so they want to make sure those lights off before they get underway. So we have another delay here as of right now. I don't think those lights should affect anything, and so they all say now we're just ready to get to go. So Doyle will boot the football away for Jackson Heights, but we're going to have a flag on the play before the kickoff. It's going to be, I think, somebody in a legal motion offside for Jackson Heights. So they'll move it back 5 yards and re-kick from, instead of the 40, it'll be a kick from the 35. So looking at the first half stats so far, the Cobras, 281 total yards of offense. Gordon has just 9 total yards as we are starting the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned with us for the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. What the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. There's a short kick by Jackson Heights. It'll be fielded by an up man of Horton at the 43-yard line. And, well, here's another big score right now. Nemaha Central is up 42-0 over Royal Valley early on in the second quarter there. Holton also leads Chapman 10-8 at halftime. We'll have complete scores of games around the area on our halftime show. We've still got a whole second quarter to go. 36-0, Jackson Heights with the lead. Horton with the football, first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Lockwood running back to his left. Made in motion at the moment from right to left. This will be a low snap. Lockwood will keep it. He's hit immediately and spun back. There's nowhere to go for Trey Lockwood. And that was Ian Anderson in on the stop along with Julian Budo. And also the Cobras, Titus Eisenbarth in there as well. A freshman getting plenty of tick here in the first half. They're going to bring Julian Budo out of the game. Checking in, Landon. Into the game. Second down and 10. 11:19 to go in the opening half. 36-0 Jackson Heights. Lockwood awaits the snap. Man in motion from left to right. Lockwood back to throw, rolling right, looking right. Now he's going to take off and run. Grant Ammon, though, comes up, makes a great hit and a great stop. This is going to be a loss back to the 40-yard line. It'll be a loss of 3 yards as Grant Ammon made the big hit. And so that'll bring up third down and 13. Jackson Heights playing good offensively, playing good defensively, and now forcing a third down and long. Chargers have been behind the sticks all night, just looking for something positive right now. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line along the right hash. Two receivers split left, one to the right, and H-back into the left. Jack Allen, the running back to the left of Lockwood. He waits the snap as we approach 10 minutes to go in the first half. Lockwood takes the snap. Back to throw. Looking left. Under pressure. He's going to take off and run, and he'll be hit and sacked. All the way back to the 38-39-yard line. That will be a loss of 2 more and bring up a fourth down in about 15. So now what do the Cobras do, or the Chargers do? They're going to punt the football away once again. This time the Cobras are going to send a return man back. This will be Judah Williams, the 6'2 junior, who will trot back along with Silas Holiday, both back to try to receive this punt. Whiteshield looking to kick the football away. A good snap. Boot is away. It's a good kick. End over end. It's going to be bounced, and it'll be fielded by Williams at the 30-yard line. Cuts it back near side. He's got room. 35-yard line, 40. Looking to get the sideline. He'll be tackled from behind. They're not going to call a horse collar tackle. That was very, very close. As Holiday was able to pop up to his feet, the Cobras are going to have first and 10 from their own 40-yard line, but 9:09 to go. 40-yard line, So First and 10 coming up for Jackson Heights from their own 40. They've had five drives. All five drives have gone for touchdowns. Allaby spotted along the left hash. Posey still in a quarterback. A couple of new running backs in there. One of those guys is going to be Josh Smith, the 6'1" freshman. He'll be to the left of Posey. It'll be a give to Smith along the right side. He pounds his way forward, 45-yard line up near midfield. He falls forward to the 49. That'll be a run of 9 yards and bring up second down and one. So a solid run for Josh Smith, the freshman, seeing some check here in the first half. So we're going to 9 minutes to go in the opening half. 36-0 lead for Jackson Heights. Second down and one from just shy in midfield as the Cobras take their time getting in and out of the huddle. Posey in the shotgun, running backs each way. This is going to be Eisenbarth up the middle. Tries to bounce it around. He's got the first down. They're trying to strip the ball away from him, but he gets it inside of the 47-yard line. Gains 4 yards and moves the sticks. So Eisenbarth seeing plenty of time here in this first half. He has been making the most of it. He has been very, very good. Been all over the field for the Cobras. 8:20 to go in the first half. First and 10 for the Cobras from the Horton 47-yard line. Smith will be in the backfield along with Bacon. They'll be on each hip of Jason Posey. Two receivers split left, one to the right. Posey awaits the snap. He's back to throw. Pumps, steps up. He's going to take off and run. Tries to bounce it outside. He's got the edge. 40-yard line, 35-30. Still on his feet. It's a 25-20. Cuts it back inside of the 15 and gets tackled there. That'll be a big run for Jason Posey. It's a run of 33 yards, and he gets it down, actually 34, all the way down to the 11-yard line. So first and 10 now coming up for Jackson Heights. Cobras really have been able to mix things up nicely here tonight. 7:31 to go here in the first half. The Cobras lead 36-0. Posey awaits the snap. He fumbles the football, picks it up. Now he's just going to be slung down from Trey Lockwood all the way back at the 20-yard line. This will be the first real negative play the Cobras have had tonight. It'll be a loss of 9. Again, some of these young guys in there right now, so you got to attribute some of these mistakes to that. Well, this is a good opportunity for them to get in the game and see what they've got. So second down and 19 coming up for the Cobras. All spotted right about the 20-yard line. Posey awaits the snap, takes it, looking to throw. Under pressure, now throws it back over the middle. It's caught by Ammon. He is going to slide. Is he into the end zone? He is in. Touchdown, Cobras. A 21-yard strike from Posey to Ammon, their third touchdown hookup of the first half. Jason Posey having a career night throwing the football. His fifth passing touchdown here in the first half as the Cobras lead 42-0. They'll go for two with 6:27 to go. Posey gives it off to Smith along the right side. He gets away from the first man, pulling guys with him. There's going to be a flag down. The try is no good. We'll await the penalty flag. I think it's going to be on Jackson Heights. So let's wait. We'll see what it is going to be. And offsides, actually, against Jackson Heights. They lined up offside, so the try doesn't count. With that, we have a timeout. 6:27 to go in the opening half. It's 42-0 Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
All Cobras early on tonight, 42-0 lead over Horton with 6:27 to go. Johnny came back with Yusef Tolleson taking care of us back at the studios. For score update, so we got a chance. Sabetha leads Riverside 21-0 at halftime. And Nemaul Central up big over Royal Valley, 42-0 in the second quarter. Last check of that, Horton leads Chapman 10-0 at halftime. And Hiawatha was leading Perry-LeCompton 14-7 at the half there. Oremax Academy leading Oskaloosa 20-0 in the second half there. Well, the score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. We'll get more scores on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Take a look at your statistics. Recap the first half. And a low kick is going to be fielded by Moman back at the 24-yard line where he drops to a knee there. So that is where the Chargers will start this drive.
24-yard line. Chargers first
and 10. The Chargers starting with 6:25 to go in the half. Trying to get something going here against Horton. Excuse me, against Jackson Heights. So, yes, we are an hour into the first half, and, yes, we still got 6.5 minutes to go. That's just because there's been a lot of stoppages and everything of the sort. First and 10 for the Chargers. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Lockwood awaits the snap. This will be a direct snap to the near side. That's Allen. He breaks free the 35-yard line, picks up a first down, and falls forward to the 37. Followed up close to the 38-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 14 yards and moves the chain. Well, that's the best run of the day by far by Jack Allen. Actually, his first run of positive yardage. He had 3 carries for negative 3 yards before that. So that'll get him into positive territory. Jackson Heights, some of the younger guys out there on defense right now. 6:18 to go in the half. 42-0. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Ball in the right hash. Lockwood awaits the snap. This is, again, a direct snap to Allen along the right side. Gets away from the first man. Runs over man at the 45-yard line and powers his way forward to the 47-yard line. And actually, they're going to give him all the way to the first down marker, so a run of 10 will move the chains on back-to-back runs by Jack Allen.
And that's enough for a Charger first down.
Horton putting something together from far and away, their best drive. So actually, when you look at it, their first two first down pickups of the day. It comes on back-to-back plays. First and 10 now for Horton from the 48-yard line. Ball spotted near the right hash. Long count. Another direct snap to Allen along the right side. He's got more room. 50-yard line. Dips his way forward. Reaches the football out to the 45. That'll be a run of 7 and another good game. So Allen all of a sudden with 30 yards rushing on this drive alone. And it'll bring up second down and 3 with 5:15 to go in the half. So the Chargers are just running the same play three straight times, and all three times it has been at least a 7-yard carry for Jack Allen. Now Allen's going to be to the right of Lockwood, so I would expect this to be the same play, but this time just to the left side. Actually, it's going to be a one by Lockwood to the right side. He gets away from the first man, picks up a first down. He gets out of the 40-yard line of the 37. And that's going to be an 8-yard pickup for Trey Lockwood. Jackson Heights with a player very, very slow to his feet. That is Devin Mock, the junior, actually, who was a starter for the Cobras. Very slow to his feet. Then we're coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at your statistics brought to you by the Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. There are 5 minutes to go. 42-0 Jackson Heights, but Horton is driving at the 37-yard line of the Cobras. Ball spotted on the right hash. Lockwood awaits the snap. Bobbles it loose on the turf. He's going to have to dive on it back of the 40-yard line. It'll be a loss of three. I don't know if that play wasn't supposed to go to Lockwood or not, but the way Horton runs their offense, they've got two guys standing right next to each other on Lockwood and Allen, and it's the offensive center's job to know who to snap it to. It's just a direct snap to either Lockwood or the running back, Allen. So that'll bring up a second down and 13 from just across the 40-yard line. The receiver split left, two to the right. Lockwood back to throw, bobbles the snap, picks it up, looking right, rolling right, going to throw right, and it's going to be out of bounds. Good coverage by Josh Smith, a corner for Jackson Heights. It was intended for Trent Lockwood, but it falls incomplete and brings up a third down and 13. Trey has only attempted to throw the football three times here tonight. And likely a passing situation here on third down and long. Under 4 minutes to go in the first half, 42-0 Jackson Heights. Lockwood awaits the snap. Allen back there as well. This will be a direct snap to Allen. He tries to bounce it out to the right side, and a great open field tackle for Jackson Heights. And I think it's going to be a flag on the Cobras, though. Wyatt Rollins, the 6-foot sophomore, made a really good play, but I think they're going to get a late hit out of bounds on Jackson Heights. It's going to move the sticks. Yeah, they are going to call the late hit on the Cobras. And I don't really like that call. It's just a young guy trying to make a play, and his momentum just took him into out of bounds where he tapped the running back, Allen. So they'll tackle on the penalty after the end of the run. It was going to be fourth down and about 10, but instead it'll be a first down. Coach Wick not happy with the officiating crew, and he's going to call a timeout. So Coach Wick will take the timeout. We'll take it with him. This timeout brought to you by Schlingel's Homegrown Popcorn in Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your living room, try Schlingel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Timeout on the field. 3:48 to go in the opening half. It's 42-0 Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Johnny came back with you. 3:48 to go in the second quarter. 42-0 Jackson Heights leads Horton. The Chargers are going to have a first down and 10 at just inside of the 25-yard line of Jackson Heights here out of the timeout after that late hit out of bounds. So the Chargers are their best drive by far of this game. This is the sixth play of this drive. Lockwood awaits the snap. Allen, the running back to the right. It'll be a direct snap to Allen along the left side. He's getting hit and driven back. A good hit by Jackson Heights. I think that was Julian Budo who came in to make the stop. It was. Good form tackle to make that stop for the Cobras. And so that'll bring up a second down and 10. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Chargers looking for their first score of the game. Ball at the 25-yard line, straight between the hashes, shaded towards the right hash. Lockwood back to throw, steps up under pressure. He's going to be hit and sacked all the way back at the 27-yard line. Four or five different Cobras came in to make that stop. Grant Hammond, one of them, along with Hayden Doyle in there as well. A loss of three brings it third down and 13. So the young guys for Jackson Heights getting a chance on defense, and so far on this drive, looking pretty good. And now they've got some of the varsity starters back out there as well, trying to preserve this shutout right now. 2:15 to go in the half. They're down at about 13. Lockwood back to throw again. He's looking right. He's going to throw right. And he has a man, but it's through the hands of his intended receiver. As he was looking to get it to Ethan Miller, it was going to be a very, very tough catch on the run for Miller. But it just falls too far and complete and brings up fourth down and 13. So Lockwood still looking for his first completion of the evening. The clock stops with 2:05 to go. See if we can find some other scores of games going on. Holton leads Chapman 10-8. That's in the third quarter of that game. And last check, Sabetha was up on Riverside. ACCHS leads Pleasant Ridge 20-0 at halftime there. And Nemaha Central up on Royal Valley 49-0 at halftime. Fourth and 13 for the Chargers. Ball at the 27-yard line. Lockwood back to throw. Under pressure. Steps up. Now throws the ball back over the middle. It's caught. It's going to be well short of a first down as Wyatt Bacon makes the tackle. Evan Whiteshield was on the reception for the Chargers, but that'll be a turnover on down. And Jackson Heights will get the football back with 1:57 to go. That's the first completion for Lockwood. It goes for 3 yards. Now the Cobras have it first and 10. Bosley in at quarterback. Bacon, the running back, to his left. Bosley to throw. Throws the ball into the right flat. This is Holiday on the reception. Gets a couple of blocks. Bounce it outside. 35-yard line. Picks up a first down and is shoved out of bounds at the 36. And so that'll be a first down pickup. And right at 10 yards. It'll move the chains. Well, that is now the fourth consecutive completion for Bosley. So now first and 10 for the Cobras from their own 36. Here's another pass to Holiday in this left flat, but it's going to be a great open field tackle by Jack Allen as he pile drives Silas Holiday into the turf, and now Evan Whiteshield shoves the Jackson Heights player. The Charger coaching staff loves that play. And so it'll bring up a second down and 10, and the Chargers are going to take a timeout. So Horton will take the timeout. 1:25 to go here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, the perfect timeout set. 1:25 to go in the first half, 42-0, Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Heights is a second down and 10 coming up after a no gain on first down, leading 42-0. Cobra's clicking on all cylinders here tonight. And rolling so far. So second and 10 coming up. Cobras are going to have mainly the first string guys out there. Two receivers split each way. Wyatt Bacon, the running back, to the left. Single high safety over the top. Now they're basically going to be no help over the top. And Bosley to throw, has a man wide open over the top, and it is going to be knocked away, but they're going to call a pass interference. It was nearly caught on a great job by Jude Holiday, but they're going to get a pass interference call. And Bosley just threw a ball up, and so the penalty will not only stop the clock, but it'll also give Jackson Heights a free first down. Well, I'll move it up into Charger territory to about the 48-yard line. The second penalty against Horton. So first and 10 on the 48-yard line. 1:22 to go. Bosley back to throw again. He's going to throw one to the right flat. It's caught by Ammon. Gets to the 40-yard line. Now breaks free, 35-30. Cuts it back inside, 25-20. There goes Grant Ammon into the end zone. Touchdown, Cobras. The fourth touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon. It's one 49 yards, and the Cobras lead 48-0. And there is a flag on the play, but I think it's going to be possibly in the end zone for a type of celebration, maybe. So the fourth touchdown pass from Bosley to Ammon. It will be an unsportsmanlike penalty on who? I think it's going to be on it looks like it'll be on Horton. Jackson's going to go for 2:09 to go in the half. Supposedly awaits the snap. Going to give it off to Smith along the right side. He's hit immediately and thrown back. And the conversion try is no good. So that timeout, 1:09 to go in the first half, 48-0 Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
This pandemic doesn't seem to be going away, and neither is Denison State Bank. We've been doing this for 120 years now. So we have the experience to get through tough times and the loyalty to offer to our customers and communities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Thank you. Halftime show still to come. Jackson Heights leads Horton 48-0. Johnny came back with you. Holton still leads Chapman 10-8 there. 6:45 to go in the third quarter, so a good game on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. Get a quick check as well on a game I have of note. And how about this? The Kansas Jayhawks trail just by 13 at the half to number 17, Coastal Carolina. So KU hanging right in there with Coastal Carolina trailing by 13 at halftime. So actually they did their attack on that penalty on that and sportsmanlike against Horton here on the kickoff. So it'll move the kickoff all the way to the Horton 45-yard line. And that is where Hayden Doyle will kick the football away. Cobras have had 7 drives tonight, and they have scored on all 7. All 7 of those scores have been touchdowns. Another quick score update. Frankfort leads Wetmore at the half, 37-0 there. Kick by Doyle is going to be an end-over-end kick that will be fielded at the 10. Coming along the near side of the 15-yard line and getting hit there and being driven down is Munson.
Down number 30,
and it is going to be Wyatt Rollins on the stop. Man, a really good special teams play. Horton's going to get it. 1:02 to go in the half, trailing 48-0. Molly's fine at the 17-yard line. Ball on the right hash, 2 receivers split right, 1 to the left. Lockwood and Allen, the 2 in the backfield for the Chargers. This will be a direct snap to Allen along the right side. Tries to break free, shoves his way forward. Not a whole lot there as Hayden Doyle makes the stop along with Wyatt Bacon. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. No gain on the play. 2nd down and 10 as we're under 35 seconds to go in the first half. So probably Horton maybe will run one more play and then we'll probably have our halftime break. When we come back, we'll have a recap of the first half, some highlights, and take a look at some scores of other games around the area. But here, 2nd down and 10 for the Chargers, probably the final play of the first half here. This is Lockwood on the run, up the middle. He gets hit immediately, and he'll be driven. The ball nearly pops out, but he falls forward there, and that's going to be it for the first half. So, 2 quarters in the books. It's all Jackson Heights so far tonight. 48-0, the Cobras lead the Chargers. We'll take our break and come back with your halftime on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
John McManigle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigle's climate-controlled storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigle in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Horton as we are at halftime of our Week 2 featured game of the week here on 103.9 at KNZA. And it is 48-0 Jackson Heights with the lead over Horton. Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollefson taking care of us back at the studios. And well, looking back at this first half, it was really just all Jackson Heights from the start. They got the opening kickoff and wasted no time finding the end zone. Just two plays, 58 seconds. And a 58-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon. Second down and 13. Back to throw is Bosley. He'll throw over the middle. He has Grant Ammon makes the catch at the 45. Breaks free 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Cobras. A 58-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon. And the Cobras are on the board first, just over a minute into the ball game. Horton followed that up. They got a good return on the ensuing kickoff all the way to the Jackson Heights 25-yard line. But on fourth down, the Chargers threw an interception. And then after that, Jackson Heights, six plays later, would find pay dirt for the second straight time on a 23-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon. There's a man in motion. That's Williams. This will be an underneath give to Bacon. Bounce it outside. Now cuts it back inside. Now cuts it back outside of the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Cobra. A 23-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Bacon. His third big carry of this drive. He has 54 yards rushing on this drive alone, and he picks up his first touchdown of the night, his second touchdown of the season. Jackson Heights would recover the ensuing kickoff, and then after that took just one play from the 34-yard line for Jason Bosley to find Wyatt Bacon for his second touchdown of the evening. Bosley awaits the snap, takes a chest high. He's back to throw. He's looking to the right side. He'll throw it out in the flat to Bacon. He loses the first man of the 35, the 30, the 25, still on the feet, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cobras. A huge block from Jude Williams on the outside, and it is a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Wyatt Bacon. His second consecutive touchdown, the second passing touchdown of the night for Bosley, and the Cobras lead 18-0. After a three and out by Horton, Bosley then connected with Silas Holiday for a 43-yard touchdown. Then Horton had to punt once again and then took one play is all it was for Jackson Heights and Jason Bosley to throw another touchdown to Grant Ammon. Bosley awaits the snap, looking to throw. Pumps left, now pumps right. Looking. He's going to just chuck a ball deep. He has Ammon wide open. He'll make the catch to the 35. Gets by a man at the 30, to the 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Ammon is in. Touchdown, Cobras. So a 74-yard touchdown pass from Bosley to Ammon. He would tack on two more passing touchdowns to Ammon, a 21-yarder and a 49-yarder to finish off the scoring in that first half. So Jason Bosley had four passing touchdowns alone to Grant Ammon, one to Wyatt Bacon, one to Silas Holiday, and then Wyatt Bacon also added that 23-yard touchdown run for Jackson Heights, as the Cobras were just dominant in that first half, and they now lead 48-0 here in this Week 2 contest. So again, Jackson Heights leads 48-0 here at intermission. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back, we'll take a look at the statistics, and then take a look at other scores from games around the area as we are in the halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on K-16. You want the best, you've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16. Your halftime show continues when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal land. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/
broadbandbenefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Go back again here at halftime. Jacksonites leads Horton 48-0. Johnny Game back with you. Seth Collison taking care of us back at the KNZA studios. Looking back at the first half stats, pretty much all Jackson Heights. Jason Bosley, a big day. He has 6 passing touchdowns already for Jackson Heights. 4 of those to Grant Ammon, 1 to Silas Holiday, 1 to Wyatt Bacon. And then Bacon also has a rushing touchdown as well. And you look back at the numbers, the first half pretty much tells you the game story. The Cobras with 329 total yards of offense. 219 yards through the air, 110 on the ground. They averaged 11 yards per carry in that first half. And Jason Bosley, 5 of 7, 219 yards. And actually, he's going to be 6 of 8 officially with 5 passing touchdowns and over 220 yards passing. Wyatt Bacon, 3 carries, 54 yards. He's got a touchdown, also receiving score. Bosley, 2 carries, 25 yards, 3 for 18 for Alex Browning. 1 carry for 9 yards for Josh Smith, 1 for 4. For Titus Eisenbarth, receiving 2 catches, 53 yards for Silas Holiday, 1 for 34 for Wyatt Bacon, and Grant Ammon, again, 4 receiving touchdowns in the first half for the Jackson Heights Cobras. And so you look at what he did in that first half, he finished with 202 receiving yards on 4 receptions, all of them go for a touchdown. So what a first half that was for Grant Ammon. And overall, for Jason Bosley, 289 passing yards in that first half. So actually, when you look at ultras and numbers a little bit, almost 400 yards of offense for Jackson Heights in that first half, 289 yards again through the air for Jason Bosley through 6 touchdowns through the first 2 quarters. Horton, meanwhile, they only had 40 total yards of offense. Most of those come on the final drive for the Chargers. 8 carries for 28 yards for Jack Allen. He had most of those on that final drive. Trey Lockwood, he finished with 9 yards on the ground on 11 carries. Lockwood was 1 of 5 through the air, just a 3-yard completion to Evan Whiteshield, and that was it for Trey Lockwood. He also did throw 1 interception. So again, our halftime score is 48-0. Jackson Heights leads Horton. We'll have a running clock in the second half, but right now, we're going to take another break. We'll come back. Seth will have some scores for you and preview the Community National Bank High School School Board show that will come up after our game tonight. Again, that's all coming up as the halftime show continues on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Wouldn't it be nice to know
your local pharmacist. Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Seth Tomlinson joining you here in the halftime show, as again we've got Jackson Heights and Horton here meeting up this evening in a Week 2 showdown in the Northeast Kansas League. As our halftime score, Jackson Heights leads Horton 48-0 as our halftime score. We'll have a running clock when we come back here in just a few minutes. We do want to take a look at the other scores we have for you right now. Several halftime scores right now. We've got Nemaha Central in the after half, that Lely Royal Valley 42-0 is your score. In another Big 7 League matchup, Sabetha at the half, shutting out Riverside 21-0. Actually, an update on that Nemaha Central score. That's 49-0 Central all over Royal Valley after that tough loss to Holton last week. Also at the half, ACCHS, they lead Pleasant Ridge 20-0 at halftime. And then we also have Holton and Chapman in a couple of teams nearly ranked. Holton ranked fifth, Chapman being mentioned in the, again, Class 3A rankings. It's a very close game on the Holton channel, with Wildcats leading that one 10-8. We have a score entering the fourth quarter already as Hiawatha shocking Perry LeCompton 14-7 as that game getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Hiawatha, again, up by a touchdown in that one. We also do have a couple of final scores coming in here this evening. It is Valley Falls tonight. They defeat Cornerstone out of Topeka 52-6. One other final tonight, it is Axtell ranked fourth in 8-man Division II. They are all over Blue Valley tonight, getting that win by a score of 68-6. We've got second half action coming up between the Chargers and the Cobras with Johnny Kane. That's coming up right after this.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't
understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Got it. Welcome back. We're halftime again, getting set for the start of the third quarter between Jackson Heights and Horton. The Cobras all over the Chargers, 48-0 here in intermission. Johnny came back with you, Seth Tollefson. He took care of you back at the KNZA studios. He'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show after the conclusion of our game. We will have a running clock here in the entirety of the second half. So Jackson Heights did plenty of work in the first two quarters. It's a 35-point rule on that running clock. If anybody was curious, that's how you determine whether the running clock will happen or not. And so that is where things sit right now. A couple of quick score updates. I've got a quick one right now that's in motion. In the fourth quarter, Holton in a dogfight with Chapman, 17-14. The Wildcats lead. It's 11:37 to go in the game. So Holton looking to possibly try to hold off Chapman, who beat Sabetha last week in a thriller. Chapman, obviously, a very, very good football team that is getting to play some big competition in the Big 7 League. It's Sabetha last week and Holton Wildcats here on this week two of the high school football season. We do have another final to pass along. It looks like then the last check, Valley Falls picked up a victory already. Valley Falls beat Cornerstone earlier tonight. So Valley Falls, they are 2-0 on the season. Centralia was leading Troy 19-12 with 7:47 to go in the fourth quarter there. Washington County and Bennington locked up at 22 all in the third quarter. Axtell beats Blue Valley 68-6 at halftime. Bishop LeBlanc at the half was leading Donovan West 38-34. Frankfort was beating Wetmore 37-0 as well. So with that, we're ready to start the third quarter. Aiden Doyle will get us back underway. We'll have 12 minutes on the clock. And so we are ready to go. And actually, it is not going to be Aiden Doyle who will kick the football away. It is going to be Kylan Kilpatrick, a 5'9 senior. And actually, I think it's actually going to be Cash Robinson, a freshman, who will kick the football away. Pretty good kick, line drive. It'll bounce to the 25, will be fielded at the 15-yard line. This is Jackson Moman on the return. He gets hit across the 30 and falls forward to the 33. So that is where Horton will start this drive. Imagine we'll see a lot of young guys in the game for both sides here in the second half. A chance to get some of the young guys in to see what they've got here on the varsity football field. Jackson Heights has mainly the young guys, actually all the young guys out there on defense here to start. So Orton will have the starting quarterback of Trey Lockwood and running back of Jack Allen, the two guys that play the majority of the first half. And in motion from right to left, first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Here's Allen on a keeper along the right side. Gets away from the first man, not the second, as he gets shoved back after a pickup of about 5 yards to the 39-yard line. They'll mark him near the 40-yard line. This will be a gain of 6, and it will bring up a second down and 4. And the clock will continue to run. The only way that it will stop is on a timeout called by one of the sides or the end of the quarter. Second and four coming up for the Chargers, just shy of the 40-yard line. And in motion from left to right, the low snap is going to be picked up by Lockwood. It'll go along the left side, and he is going to be stacked up for a big loss back near the 36-yard line. That'll be a loss of four. And it will bring up a third down and about eight. They'll call to the 32, so a loss of three. And it brings up a third down and seven. .950 to go in the third quarter, 48-0 Jackson Heights over Horton. Third down and seven coming up for the Chargers. Ball spot on the left hash out the 37. Lockwood awaits the snap, sends a man in motion from left to right. Lockwood going to keep it himself up the middle. Now bounce it out to the left side. He's got room, 45-50, 45-40. Tries to cut back inside, but he's tackled there at the 35-yard line. That's a run of 32 yards for Trey Lockwood. And I'll move the sticks, the biggest run of the day for the senior quarterback.
32.5, 33-yard line. That's enough for the Chargers first down.
Well, I'll move it up to the 34-yard line. Bring up a first down and 10. All spotted near the left hash at the 33 of Jackson Heights. Under 9 minutes to go. In the third quarter of play here in week two of the season. This is now another bobble snap all the way back to the 45-yard line. Allen trying to make something out of it. He will not. He'll just fall forward to the 42-yard line. But it's going to be a loss of nearly nine. It is going to be a full loss of 9 yards. And that was just complete miscommunication. Again, that's back-to-back, or really three out of the last. Through the last four plays have been tough, slow snaps that the Chargers have had to try to make something out of. So that'll bring up a second down and 19. Holden still leading Chapman 17-14, but Chapman is driving. They're about midway through the fourth quarter there. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter here, 48-0 Jackson Heights. Lockwood awaits the snap. Still waiting. Here comes the blitz. Lockwood back to throw. He's under pressure. He's rolling right. Still rolling. Now he's going to try to take off and run. He'll be tackled from behind as he falls forward into the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 7 yards, the 35. That'll bring up a third down. Wow. Hiawatha has Perry LeCompton on the ropes. Hiawatha leading Perry 21-7 with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. That'd be one of the more shocking scores across the entire state. Hiawatha falls to Troy last week. Perry LeCompton takes out Jeff West in dominating fashion. A lot of people thought it would be a rout by Perry LeCompton, but instead it's Hiawatha leading 21-7 with 4:15 to go. Third down and 12 coming up. Lockwood to throw. Looking left, scanning left. He's going to throw a ball deep. Has a man open. It is going to be caught for a first down. All the way to the 12-yard line. As that was Luke McAfee, a freshman, jumping up to make that grab. And that'll move the sticks. I take that back. They said he fell incomplete. So the incomplete pass will bring up a fourth down. It looked like McAfee jumped up and made a great grab, but he couldn't hold it all the way to the turf. So it will bring up a fourth down and 12. All spotted near the right hash. Lockwood back to throw again. Pumps left. Now he's going to throw left, has a man open again, and this time it will be caught at the 15-yard line. That is Trent Lockwood that time. And that is a 20-yard pickup, and that will move the chain. So a 20-yard pickup will make it a first down and 10. That is just the second completion of the night for Trey Lockwood. So we're under 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 48-0 Jackson Heights. Horton though putting together their best drive of the game. Allen on the jet sweep. He's going to fumble the direct snap. Now the ball loose on the turf. Jackson Heights thinks they got it, and they do. So just like that, one of the best drives of the night for Horton. It goes for nothing after the fumble. So Jackson Heights will have it with 5:08 to go and the clock rolling along in this third quarter. That's pretty indicative right there of how tough this night has been for Horton. So the Cobras will have it first down and 10. I imagine we'll see plenty of new faces here on the field. I think that's going to be Tegan Binkley in there at quarterback. They'll have Smith to his left, Eisenbarth to his right. First and 10 for the Cobras from their own 21-yard line. Binkley takes the snap, gives it to Eisenbarth along the left side, gets away from the first man, not the second. Not much there, maybe a gain of a yard. As it'll be Trey Lockwood who makes the stop, just a gain of 1 second and 9. I really like what I've seen from Titan Eisenbarth. He is just a freshman, 5'8", 150 pounds, but he is a very shifty back. He kind of reminds me of what Wyatt Bacon did in the first half. Similar stature. But Tegan Binkley in at quarterback, the 5'7", 130-pound junior. He'll keep it himself along the right side, tries to bounce it outside, and he gets flat for a big loss, a loss of 2 or 3 yards all the way back to the 20-yard line. Loss of 2 will move it back to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up third down and right at about 10 yards, maybe 11. Now under 3:15 to go, third quarter. Jackson Heights still leading 48-0. Third down at about 11 coming up for Jackson Heights. Ball spot on the other right hash. Two receivers split each way. Smith will be the man in the slot to the right. Binkley in the shotgun, a running back to his right. Allison Smith in motion from right to left. This will be a toss to Josh Smith along the left side. He'll power his way forward across the 20 to the 22 or 3-yard line. It's going to be a short gain of just about 2 or 3. They will give him 2 and a gain of 2. It'll bring up now 4th down and 8. One situation coming up for Jackson Heights as we are now under 2:20 to go in the third quarter. .928 to go in the fourth quarter of Holton and Chapman. Holton still leading 17-14 there. You're going to watch that game. That's over on the Holton channel at MSESports.net. Actually, it's going to be a keeper by Tegan Binkley on 4th and 9. He's going to pick up a first down. He'll get all the way to the 35-yard line. That'll be a run of about 13 yards, and it will move the chain. One of the smallest players on the field on 4th down just runs the keeper just over the left tackle. Was able to find enough for a first down to the 35-yard line. Now under 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights has a first down and 10. They are going to take plenty of time every time they get out of the huddle. Binkley will be in the shotgun. Eisenbarth to his right, Smith to his left. And Binkley's just going to stay in there and wait for the back judge to start his count. Starts his count, so Binkley takes the snap, gives it to Eisenbarth along the left side, across the left tackle. He breaks free. The 45-yard line up near midfield. Or finally, he's tackled from behind. It'll be a run of 14 yards and another first down. So Jacksonites, the second string guys, continue to roll along. Continue to move the football up and down the field as we're under 45 ticks to go third quarter. So first and 10 for the Cobras, just shy of midfield. Bingley awaits the snap on first down. He'll give it to Smith along the left side. He gets hit immediately and driven back. Did the ball come out? I think the ball did come out. There's a scrum for the football right at midfield. Horton is saying they've got it, and they do. The Chargers are going to recover, but that'll be the final play of the third quarter. 48-0, Jacksonites leads over Horton. As we enter the fourth quarter, that's when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter, 48-0, Jackson Heights leads Horton. The Chargers, though, after the fumble, will have it first and 10 from right at midfield. Ball will be spotted near the right hash, three receivers to the right side. And the bobble snapped by Lockwood. He's under pressure, rolls right. He's just going to throw a ball deep, has a man open, but it's going to be through the hands of his intended target. He was trying to get it to Trent Lockwood along the right sideline. The pass falls incomplete, and it will bring up second down and 10. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's on our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, brought to you by Be Outdoors. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, that'll be after the conclusion of this final 11-20 here in the fourth quarter. Second and 10 for the Chargers. There's Lockwood on a run over the left guard. He'll get to the 45-yard line and then be stood up at about the 43-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards short of a first down. Mark into the 43, so he'll be about 3 yards short and a run of about 7 yards. So Lockwood now over 50 yards rushing here in the game. Second in about 3.5 coming up. 10:40 to go in the game. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show with scores and recaps and everything to get you caught up on week two of the season, and then a quick preview of week three coming up next week. Third down in about 3.5 coming up. Here's a keeper for Trent Lockwood along the left side. He got the first down and more. 35-yard line, 30, 25-yard line, and finally shoved down about the 20-yard line. That'll be a run of 23 yards and a first down pickup. So the first carry of the night for Trent Lockwood, and it goes for 23 yards. So now under 10 minutes to go in the game, Jackson Heights with a 48-0 lead, but Horton putting another good drive together. Second straight drive they've got inside of the 30 of Jackson Heights, but see if they can convert. Trent Lockwood will be the running back to the right of Trey. In motion from left to right. This is going to be Trey on the keeper along the right side. Tries to cut it back inside. Gets away from first couple of tacklers of Jackson Heights. He gets it out of the 16-yard line and gains 5. Call it maybe closer to the 17. So a gain of 4 yards and brings up 2nd and 6. Holton might have just sealed a victory over Chapman. They just score with about 6.5 minutes to go and lead 23-14 over the Fighting Irish. Here we're under 9 minutes left. Lockwood awaits the snap. A low snap. Trey's got it. He'll go along the right side with lead blockers in front. To the 15, to the 10, to the 5, towards the pylon. I think he stepped out right at about the 3. They will mark him out at the 3-yard line. And that is going to be a run of about 14 yards or so. It'll put him out of the 3. Called officially a straight run of 15 yards. And Al Horton, this is by far and away their best scoring opportunity. It's 1st and goal at the 3. Ball in the right hash as we've got 8:10 to go. Man in motion from right to left. This is going to be Trent Lockwood up the middle. He's going to bounce off tacklers and into the end zone for a touchdown. So Trent Lockwood has his first touchdown of his varsity career. And Horton is on the board. So Trent Lockwood, the first touchdown of his career. And it breaks up the shutout pitched by Jackson Heights tonight. So now the point after. This is Alec Whiteshield, the sophomore, on for the PAT. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way, and it is good. With that, we have a timeout on the field. 7:17 to go in the game. It's 48-7. Jackson Heights leads Horton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Under 6.5 to go. It's 48-7. Jackson Heights leads Horton, but the Chargers are on the board. A 3-yard touchdown run by Trent Lockwood has Horton breaking the shutout. And Jackson Heights had pitched the majority of this game. So Jackson Heights will get the football back with right around 6 minutes or so to go. See if we can find some other scores. And as a final, Hiawatha beats Perry LeCompton 21-7. It sounds like Perry LeCompton had several players that were placed into a quarantine, so not saying that it made the biggest factor in the world, but of course, whenever you're down to just a handful of players, it does make quite a bit of a difference. So 21-7 the final, Hiawatha beats Perry LeCompton. Huge thank you to man Seth. He's been giving me a lot of scores here tonight. Kickoff return coming to the near side for Jackson Heights. That is Dylan Childs, a 5'8", 160-pound freshman on the return for the Cobras. He gets chopped down right at the 35-yard line. That is where the Cobras will start this drive with just 5:15 to go and the clock continuing to roll. Cobra's going to bring some more of the younger guys in to get them a chance to get some varsity playing time here tonight. ACCHS leads Pleasant Ridge 20-0. That's at the end of 3 quarters. Frankfurt leads Wetmore 43-0 at the end of the 3rd quarter, and now Jackson Heights is going to take a timeout. take this break. 4:41 to go here in the game. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack in a contested stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jets Knights leads 48-7 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.441 to go in the game, 48-7 Jackson Heights lead. This is taken Binkley in at quarterback. Titan Eisenbark on the carry. Not a whole lot there, maybe lost a yard or two. A loss of 2 yards, back to the 33-yard line or so. That'll bring up second down and 12. Nemal Central, final over Royal Valley, 49-0. Nemal Central gets their first victory of the year after that really tough loss to Holton a week ago and what was one of the best games that many people have seen in quite some time. Here's Josh Smith on the carry. He's going to be brought down by a face mask. And so that'll be two flags fly and tack on more to the 3 yard run. So they'll tack it on to the end of that run that was 3 yards by Smith, and now Horton's going to take a timeout. So we'll take another break. 3:30 to go in the game. It's 48-7 Jackson Heights on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.330 to go, 48-7. The penalty, they'll mark it up to the 48-yard line of Horton for Jackson Heights, who will have the football. So Jackson Heights taking all of their time, getting out of the huddle from the timeout, coming back onto the field, but 3:30 to go. 24-14, Holton leads Chapman. Chapman is driving at the Holton 35 with only 3:45 to go. Here out of the timeout, it's going to be Binkley to throw. He's going to throw a ball on the left flat. It's caught by Josh Smith. He's going to be near a first down. He's taken down by Jack Allen. Pitch and catch of about 7 yards. That brings up a second down and 3. Actually, I'm going to say he's down at the 44-yard line. So just a gain of about 5. So Binkley has his first completion on his first pass attempt of the night. That'll bring up second and 5. Ball at the 44-yard line as we're under 3 minutes to go, 2:50 remaining. Binkley again looking to throw, rolling right, still rolling. Now he's going to take off and run. A lot of guys coming at him. Now he sidesteps a couple of guys. He's actually going to be close to a first down before getting sandwiched over on the far sideline. A Cobras operate from right to left in this fourth quarter. Just shy of a first down. And Horton's going to take another timeout. Take the break again. 2:22 to go. 48-7, Jackson Heights. You're on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.22 to go, 48-7 Jackson Heights. The Cobras have a third down and three coming up. Ball at the 42-yard line. Binkley takes the snap. He's going to take off and run to the right side. Looking to get the edge. He's trying to cut it back inside, but he's going to be thrown down. Trent Lockwood made the stop, and Horton's going to use their final timeout. It'll come with 2:12 to go. We're going to just keep this one here because I'm going to imagine this probably just be a short timeout. Just wanted to utilize that timeout to stop the clock. It's the final timeout, though, for Horton in the game. And so it comes with 2:12 remaining. Don't forget, coming up, we'll pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That'll be on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brought to you by Be Outdoors. And we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show as well. That's some kind of shocking scores, I think, to a lot of people to get to on a scoreboard show. So that's all coming up. Another timeout, 2:12 remaining, 48-7. Cobras looking to finish it off. Fourth down and four coming up. Closer to maybe 3 yards. Binkley looking to throw. He's going to throw a ball to the flat. And they're going to call it a fumble. Horton's going to jump on it. Their head referee is going to call it an incomplete pass. But the sideline judge is going to say it was a fumble. And so they're going to say it's a fumble, I think, recovered at the 49-yard line. Now, and I'm not sure if they know exactly where the spot was. They're going to just mark it right at midfield. 1:35 to go. Horton brings the offense right back onto the field. They'll face a first down and 10 from the 50-yard line. Horton trying to go quickly. They want to try to put another touchdown on the board. Trey Lockwood is clapping for the football. He wants a chance to snap it here quickly. Under 1:15 to go. Trey gets the snap. Looking to throw. Rolling right. Now he's going to throw a ball back over the middle, and it's going to be caught. And now actually dropped through the hands of Trent Lockwood, who had it at the 25-yard line. A good hit by Jackson Heights. Kane Holiday, a 5'8 freshman, making the hit and forcing the incompletion. We're now under 40 seconds to go. Lockwood again looking to throw. Under pressure, steps up. Now tosses the ball to Al at the 45. 40, cuts back inside the 35. Still on his feet near the 30-yard line and finally falls forward to the 31. That'll be a pitch and catch of about 19 yards, and it picks up a first down. So Allen has his first catch of the night. Just the third completion for Lockwood. 15 seconds to go. And Jack Knight's going to take a timeout. Over. So a timeout. We'll take one final one. 14 seconds to go. 48-7 Jackson Heights here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
From the Pines in Holton, wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
...14 seconds to go, 48-7, Jackson Heights. Horton, they're trying to tack on a second touchdown here, if they can get it done before the final 14 seconds roll off the clock, but they got to have to do it pretty much right now. A first down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Lockwood awaits the snap. Looking to throw. Steps up. Now he's just going to chuck a ball deep, and it is going to be intercepted at the 14-yard line. Take that back. That's actually back all the way at the 8-yard line was where they'll mark it. Well, that's going to be it. Final score tonight. Jackson Heights 48, Horton 7. Final score tonight. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back with the post game. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Mosley awaits the snap. Looking to throw. Pumps left. Now pumps right. Looking, looking. He's going to just chuck a ball deep. He has Eamon wide open. He'll make the catch to the 35. Gets by a man at the 30. To the 25. The 20. The 15. 10. 5. Eamon is in. Touchdown, Cobras. That was the second of four passing touchdowns from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon tonight as Jackson Heights wins it 48-7 over the Horton Chargers. Johnny came back with you. Seth taking care of us back at the studios. He'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board show coming up here in just a little bit. But looking back at this game, it was just all Jackson Heights from the start. The Cobras started off with a 58-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bosley to Ammon, then a 23-yard run by Bacon, a 34-yard pass from Bosley to Bacon, a 43-yard pass from Bosley to Silas Holiday, a 74-yarder from Bosley to Ammon, then a 21-yarder to Ammon, and capping off the scoring in the first half, a 49-yard pass from Jason Bosley to Grant Ammon. Horton got their lone score on a 3-yard touchdown run by Trent Lockwood. That was in the second half. And that was the only scoring for Horton here tonight. So Jackson Heights wins it 48-7 here this evening. Looking at the final statistics, we will start with Jackson Heights. 440 total yards of offense, 294 through the air, 146 on the ground. They averaged 8 yards per carry. Jason Bosley was 7-9 for 289 yards, 6 touchdowns. Wyatt Bacon ran 3 times for 54 yards. He had a score, also caught one. Two carries for 25 for Bosley, 3 carries for 18 for Alex Browning. Josh Smith had 4 carries for 28 yards. Tegan Binkley, 3 for 14. Titus Eisenbart, 3 for 7. Tegan Binkley was also 1 of 1 passing for 5 yards. Receiving the football, Silas Holiday, 2 receptions, 53. 1 for 34 for Wyatt Bacon, the biggest one. 4 receptions, 202 yards, 4 touchdowns for Grant Ammon of Jackson Heights. He was outstanding this evening for the Cobras, who again win it 48-7. Horton statistics, meanwhile, 163 total yards, 42 in the air, 121 on the ground. They were led this evening by Trey Lockwood, who had 70 yards on 17 carries. Jack Allen, he finished with 25 yards on 10 carries. Trent Lockwood, 2 for 26. Lockwood was 3 of 10 passing for 42 yards. And again, Trent Lockwood had the lone touchdown for the Horton Chargers. Receiving, Jack Allen, 1 for 19. Trent Lockwood, 1 for 20. And Evan Whiteshield was 1, had 1 catch for 3 yards. The statistics are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. All you have left to do is to pick our player of the game. We'll do that when we come back. Again, the final score, Jackson Heights 48, Horton 7. Pick player of the game when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference.
Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. 48-7 the final. Jackson Heights wins it over Horton. Johnny came back with you. Seth taking care of us back in the studios. Only one more thing to do. That's to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think my decision is fairly easy tonight. It has got to be Grant Hammond, the wide receiver for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Grant, 4 touchdown receptions tonight, 4 receptions total, 202 yards in those 4 scores. He came into tonight with only 1 reception last week. He has 4 big ones tonight. All 4 of them go for touchdowns. They could have went with Jason Bosley just because he threw 6 touchdown passes, but when a receiver has 4 touchdown receptions, that's pretty hard to pass up. So Grant Ammon, he will be our player of the game. So Jackson Heights, they improved to 2-0 on the year. They will be at Centralia for what will be a huge game coming up next week. Centralia had some troubles with Troy tonight, so that'll be interesting to see how that game ends up next week. Horton, meanwhile, they are 0-2. They'll have another tough game next week. They'll be at Valley Heights, who will actually play tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Jeff County North. That'll be Valley Heights' first game of the season. So, stay tuned with us. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Seth. Scores, recaps, everything to get you caught up here on this week 2 of the high school football season. And also check out msesports.net for everything from this week as well. That's going to wrap things up here from Horton, Kansas. It is the Jackson Heights Cobras who win it 48-7. Jackson Heights 2-0 on the year, and they move on for a big game next week against Centralia. But for Seth, back in the studio, Seth, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane, saying so long here on this Friday night. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on